Hello, everyone. I'd like to test my sound. Thanks, God, for good sound. I posted the URL for the PowerPoint lecture I'll be reading from. Ananda Marhut started this lecture, and I'm going to take up where she left off, which is about one-third of the way through the PowerPoint lecture. It begins, "The house of Israel was conquered and was taken away by the Assyrians. The people knew that the Assyrians were going to come to Israel and conquer them. A lot of them left before the Assyrians came. Some of them went to the north. That is because they could not go south. It was Egypt, their enemy. They could not go east because it was the Assyrians coming to them. The only way that they could go was north, northwest, or west. Of course, some people believe that the tribe of Dan were fishermen, so they took their ships and left before the Assyrians came. They eventually ended up in England and Europe. The Danube, Danish, and all those names with Dan in Europe, they say, are from the tribe of Dan, which came to Europe and settled there. Also, a lot of them went to the north and northeast, which created a kingdom in the north of Iran called Khazar. They said that they were Jewish people, and eventually they left from that kingdom to Russia and Europe and became the Jewish people in Europe, and they eventually came to the United States. But the tribe of Judah, from which the kingly Messiah is supposed to come, was the house of Judah. They were in the south, not in the north. This is when the northern kingdom was attacked by the Assyrians, and they left. We can go to the page that says the house of Judah also was conquered, and the royalties and craftsmen were taken away by King Nebuchadnezzar. So the tribes come to Europe and to the United States. Eventually, they create England as a nation and America as the United Nations. Also, the house of Judah, the southern kingdom, which the Messiah was supposed to come from because he said that the Shiloh was going to come from Judah, was also conquered by Nebuchadnezzar. But Nebuchadnezzar took them to Iraq. And later on, when Cyrus conquered Iraq, they were taken to Iran. There are still two very strong Jewish communities in the southern side of Tehran. One of my best friends was a Jewish person when I was in Iran, when I was growing up, and in high school. The Jews returned, but the house of Israel did not. The Jews went into Iran. What did Cyrus do? Cyrus sent them back and gave them enough resources to rebuild the temple. That is why we can see that only the Jewish tribe, Benjamin, and the Levites with them returned. Only three tribes of Israel. The rest became the northern kingdom. That is what Christ was talking about, that woman in the north. Do you remember at the well? He was talking about that woman. That woman was in the northern kingdom. And she was telling Christ, "We do not have to go to Jerusalem. We can worship God in this mountain." And when the Messiah comes, he is going to tell us what is the truth. Then Christ told her, "You neither have to go to Jerusalem, nor do you have to worship in the mountain. You have to worship it in your spirit." What was he talking about, in your spirit? The only way you can worship God in spirit is through meditation. Going to spirit means meditation, closing your eyes, and worshiping God in your body, because your body is the temple of God. So the Jews came back to Israel. They built the temple. They lived there. And then Christ came. Christ, Shiloh, came from the Jews, house of Judah. Christ came as Shiloh. The promise was that Judah would bring the Messiah, so he is the fulfillment of the scepter. Even to Isaac, he, of course, became a Messiah. And it says, when the Shiloh comes, that promise is finished. It is done. It is over. The house of Israel came to the United Kingdom and the United States. They created two nations that we know now. Christ, Christ ben Joseph, sacrifice, third seal. Christ came as Christ ben Joseph. That is another term that I learned from Brother Frank. And that makes a lot of sense. He said there are two Christs. According to him, of course, as he believes, every prophet is Christ. But he says that it was Christ ben Joseph who brought the sacrifice, or the third seal. Maitreya, Christ ben Adam, seventh seal. And Maitreya is the Christ ben Adam, which is the seventh seal. Why? Why was the first Christ Christ ben Joseph, but Maitreya is ben Adam? Does anyone have any idea? And Sharin said one brought the seal and the other brought the conclusion. Maitreya said, very good. Who was Adam, the first Adam who came to humanity? Did he know all the seven seals? He knew about the seven seals, didn't he? But when Christ came, which seal did he bring? He brought the third seal. Very good. Very close. So he is the son of Joseph, but really Maitreya is the son of Adam, because Adam and him both know the seven seals, the whole plan. That is why I accepted it from him, because it made a lot of sense. Now, we have exactly what Adam, the first humans, when they were created, was teaching. You have the whole truth that has been given, and that is why we can create an environment that God intended then to be created, but it never manifested. We had to have the history and God to show us that if we do it ourselves, that is what we are going to have. We are going to have a mess. Just look at how many wars there are. In a lecture today, it was said there have been thousands and thousands of wars. In 6,000 years, we have had thousands of wars. Destruction is still going on, and they are still talking about peace. Still, the United Nations tries to bring peace, and they cannot, because it is not based on God. Actually, there is a group in the United Nations that got in touch with me, Global Nations. They have the idea of creating a world government. They wanted me to join them as a spiritual advisor to them. They are very impressed with our teaching and everything. But I told them, look, we have a conflict here. I already know how to create the kingdom of heaven on earth. And you are telling me that I just become an advisor to what you have? What you have are good ideas, but they are not God ideas. We have to go with God ideas. That was a couple of weeks ago, and I have not heard from them. But they have been trying to bring peace for the last 6,000 years, and God is telling them this is the way to do it. He said this from the very beginning. He says it now. This is the way to do it, and that is the way it can be done. Maitreya is the only prophet, messenger, who is from both lineages, unified, from Abram and Abraham, from Prophet Muhammad and Isaac. There is no other prophet you can find that has both lineages. That is another thing we unify, the lineages of the two prophets. That was the historical plan. That was the Judeo-Christian Islamic Baha'i plan that God chose Abraham. The flood of Noah and the mystical paths. There was another plan, a parallel plan for the mystical paths that we explained came from the flood of Noah. At the time of the flood of Noah, God gave the teaching of the mystical paths to Noah, and he passed it to his children. Mystical paths in all religions. That is why in every religion you find the mystical paths. The mystical paths are the mystical understandings and is actually the spirit of all religions. If you do not have the understanding of the mystical teachings, you do not understand your religion, period. And that is why we can see that the saints in Christianity are so highly regarded because they have had an experience with God. They just did not say, oh yes, I accept a couple of dogmas, I am Christian. They could explain God. They were different. They were presenting the Spirit of God to the Christians. Why are Sufis so well known in the Islamic tradition? It is because they had an experience with God. They realized, yes, God and I are one. And that is why the Sufi jumps and says, An Allah, An Allah, which means, I am God. Of course, the Orthodox Muslims were petrified. How can you become God? God is God. Muhammad is the prophet. And we are just here to believe a couple of dogmas, and that is it. We are saved. But the Sufis say, no, we cannot just believe that. We have to. Well, actually, in the beginning, they did not believe in the Islamic tradition. But the Orthodox leaders gave them such a hard time that eventually they said, okay, that is God, that is Prophet Muhammad. They argued that Prophet Muhammad himself had spiritual experiences. So he had a direct relationship with God, and that was why he understood God so well. Therefore, we have to do the same thing. And then they let them alone a little bit. In Judaism, they have the Kabbalah teaching, and that is mysticism in the Jewish teaching. There are many, many other spirited old religions, like the shamans in Australia, or the Africans who believe everything has a spirit, the tree has a spirit, the earth has a spirit, and they have to create that relationship with them. But of course, the very organized way, or one as a mystical path, is the religion that came through Noah, and eventually came as the Vedas, as we explained before. They are more deeply meditated on and manifested. Of course, my own experience, Maitreya's first experience of spirituality, was mystical paths, Baba. If I did not have that first experience of meditation and seeing that God is everything, I would not be here. I would probably have a job as an accountant or a managerial thing or teaching or something somewhere doing my work. But that experience just completely turned my life around. That is why we see, even in my case, the first mystical experience is more important than the dogmas that everyone has in their religions. Therefore, we have to tell everyone who has a religion, close your eyes, just shut them up, close your eyes and see. Then maybe you will experience something. Then you will say, okay, I was wrong, these were all dogmas. You can have some experience as I did, therefore, we all have to strive for that experience, for that direct relationship with God. Of course, maybe God would not give you all this revelation that he gave through me, but he will give you something that you can hang on to and say, yes, I have had some experience with God. Baba, sixth seal, Sadvipra, Paravipra, was from the Hindu tradition and has fulfilled many prophecies of his coming. From the mystical paths eventually came Baba. Baba was the sixth seal. He brought the concept of Sadvipra and Paravipra. He was from the Hindu tradition and had fulfilled many prophecies that were foretold for the coming of Baba as the reincarnation of Shiva. He actually purified the tantric teachings and brought the concept of Sadvipra and the cyclical movement to humanity. The next topic is the parallel plan for the mystical paths. We will continue on that. the mystical paths are brought back and unified with the rest of God's plan. Again, we unified the mystical paths and the rest of the plan of God, which was Judeo-Christian, Islamic, Baha'i, one plan, and the mystical paths, another plan. And now, the mission of Maitreya is the only revelation that brings all of them together. Not even the Baha'is have done that. Not even Baba talked about that. Baba never talked about the Judeo-Christian Baha'i Muslim part of the plan. He did not know. He just knew about the Hindu philosophy, Tantra, and he purified it and brought the beautiful concept of the Sadvipras. But the mission of Maitreya is the only revelation that brings all of them together, gives the whole picture and says, here it is. These are the two plans. Now they are one. They are unified as one plan to humanity. Maitreya is the only revealer that brought all the paths, Judaic, Christian, Islamic, Baha'i, plus mystical paths together. He has opened the book sealed with the seven seals. The mystery of God is finished. That book, sealed with the seven seals, has all the truth in it, all the revelation, because it unifies all the plans together and reveals them to humanity. Now we can clearly see where each of them falls. It is interesting. You go and look at all these preachers who condemn the Buddhists, and they say, devil worshippers. That is a part of God's plan also. We can see in this book, in this revelation, it clearly says that that has also been a part of God's revelation. The book sealed with the seven seals. Now we have covered the prophecies and saw these two plans. Prophecies of the end time. Also, there was a prophecy for the end time. Now, all these things happened to this point, and then God also said that there is going to be an end time. And at that end time, the prophets have had that vision. Prophets are instructed to seal, not to reveal, the visions they had of the end time. It is just like Daniel, Ezekiel, and all those prophets who had this vision were told, seal the visions, do not reveal them to anyone. And that is why we can see that no one has this teaching and has revealed this truth before the revelation, because God said, do not reveal it. That is why we can see that Daniel said, I saw the vision. But he does not explain to us what the vision was, or the same thing as Ezekiel, another prophet. They put it in such an elaborate way of explaining it, and put it in a very mystical way, that it is very hard to understand. So there is a prophecy of the end time, and that vision is sealed. The whole plan of God is in the book, sealed with the seven seals. As we said, the only way you can know that plan is when the book is revealed to humanity. Now that book is revealed, and that is why we who are prepared for it see it so clearly. Those who are still hanging on to their dogmas cannot, because they are still limited with the little things they know intellectually, but they do not have the direct experience with God, so they cannot see clearly that it is God's doing. He sent all these religions. He did close the eye of the humans and sent the teaching of the mystical paths, and all of them are from God. There is no separation between any religions on earth. The whole plan of God is in the book, sealed with the seven seals. This book only can be opened by the Lion of the tribe of Judah. I always thought, well, it is reincarnation. God promised David that he was going to be coming back to be king. He would be reincarnated again and again. So that promise was fulfilled that way. But now we know also that he showed it another way. Actually, The tribe of Judah was the tribe who was taken to Assyria and went to Persia. Of course, what happened? Eventually, I was born and I came here to the United States to pursue my education. Suddenly, I end up here talking to you about the seven seals. The only person who can open that book is the one from the lineage of the tribe of Judah. No one can claim that they can open or know the seven seals or even approach the revelation and say, oh, we know what the revelation means. They cannot because they do not have the credentials. That is the only person who can do it. And that is what it says. No one could open the book but the Lion of the tribe of Judah. That is why, again, we go back to what John was saying about the New Agers. They are saying, oh, everyone is just fine. Just meditate. Do not worry. Do not listen to anyone. The Word of God says, no, you cannot do that. The only person who can do it is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. That is what you have to listen to, and not to anyone who says, I have a little realization, I can be your teacher, or I can take you to God. They cannot. The only time that the whole universe rejoiced was when this book was opened, and God is indeed glorified. Ja'ulah. Never, ever has the whole universe rejoiced but when that book was open. The whole universe is rejoicing. God and heaven are rejoicing because this book is opened now. But humanity still is not rejoicing. That is something that you have to see. Why? Why are they not rejoicing? Why can't they see that clearly? Why? That is the question. And I believe this is a very good God place to stop. Thanks God for everything. Shalom all.